Sophie went there, and this is today's Biblical Alert Andreas, pointed to a tributary barely visible from our boat and said, Sophie went there, but I've not been there yet. Yes, jungle villages up deep black water where few, if any, white person had ever ventured. I was amazed. So now we had the privilege to take 13,000 pounds of Bibles and gospel songbooks ferried by boat on the wild and untamed Orinoco of Colombia and Venezuela. It was my privilege to hand elders of the Curtapaco, Punami, Piopoco, and Guajibo the precious Word of God with 21 jungle churches represented. Wow! Standing in our thatched roof shelter beside my Sealy Posturepedic hammock, strung between poles in that thatched roof hut, I could hear the village bell announcing service time. As the five of us made our way to the open-air sanctuary, I could not believe what I was seeing. An estimated 1,200 people or more had already gathered to welcome their visitors. My heart was overwhelmed. I could see Sophie's footprints in the sand. Sophie Muller. Most have never heard of Sophia, as many of the villagers would call her, who left her home in the United States of America to go to the unknown, to go to the hostile environment of the jungles in the Amazonas basin along the border of Colombia and Venezuela, up tributaries where no white person had ever gone, and periling her life to share the good news Jesus saves. The King of Glory had taken the life of one small, frail young lady and transformed the jungle banks of the Orinoco into a conference highway of Bible-preaching churches. Amen. Hallelujah. What a Savior we serve who can take a young woman like Sophie Muller and use her in teaching and training workers for the gospel of Jesus Christ in that hostile environment where most of us could not even survive, let alone do a productive work. Our Hall of Faith cards highlight the life and ministry of Sophie Muller. This is today's Biblical Alert.